ASMR JOI edition of the C-List Villains podcast streaming show. Live to you coming from YouTube and Facebook. We are your hosts, Mr. Weeks, to my...
What's up?
And me, and then we'll be joined by Emmanuel here shortly because he's still setting up. Yes. Remember to hit that subscribe button on the YouTube and also subscribe to RKFA Comics or Rare Keys First Appearance group. You'll find Luke and I there. Also, we have our hotline at 209-975-7597. Yes. Yes. That hotline is hot all day, all night. If you want to talk to us, go ahead and text us, call us, leave us messages. We'll be available, I guess, anytime you want to. And so, to start off our show, happy belated Mother's Day to all those mothers out there and single parents and even the non... What would he say, Luca? The non-related mothers who are stepmoms? Mothers who step up? Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to them.
Stepmoms are moms, too.
Stepmoms are moms, too. And even those with child who are childless, who have pets. Mm-hmm. You know, pet parents. Pet moms. Exactly. Oh, how's your day going, Luke?
I spent the day at a farm, actually, with my daughter. I was on a second-grade field trip.
Wow, it's paid for by the district, and it's just something for the science class?
No, my second-grade daughter went on a field trip, and I chaperoned.
Yeah, but it's paid for the district, right? It's for their science class?
Yeah, paid for the district.
Nice. Well, what'd you guys get to do out on the farm?
Pet some pigs. Learn how to shear a sheep. Learn how to give like cows big pills. It's all very interesting.
So just getting her started on like the FFA program then, eh?
FFA, yeah. They have a huge farm attached to the high school in the district. So it's like a huge 20-acre farm, like on the back side of the high school. So all the little kids come and look at it. I think they're just trying to get them jazzed up for it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we are lacking in people want to get into farming, right? It's so like looking at 20 years down the line that we won't have any farmers really going into the business, except if they're already in the family business of it.
Well, I mean, even like crop dusters, putting all this on the crops, that's all automated. It's drones. It's these huge drones with geomarkers. They go from aisle to aisle. It's crazy how it's changing. Yeah,
and really, those family farms are starting to go away now and being bought up by a bunch of corporate farms.
Yeah, it's very sad. My family was huge farmers in the before World War II, and then sent us out here to West Coast.
Yeah, and I remember you told a story about how you raised a sow, and sadly, you had to let it go at the county fair.
Yeah, I did. I had to, but then my dad drove to the slaughterhouse and bought her from the slaughterhouse. We saved her.
Nice.
At least she had a bunch of babies. She had a good life.
Hey, that was a champion sow as well, right?
That's a champion, baby. And she produced 3 champions, actually. It's great. Why are we talking animals? This is insane.
We're talking about farms. Thanks, James. Thank you for sharing it out. And hello to Dismay Comics, which is Brandon Ingram, and Miss So for saying hi to us on the chat. And then now we're joined by
Emmanuel.
Hey, don't government name me. No.
The sexiest man alive.
What's up? What's your ego now, Mr. Victor Saragossa, or is it...
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, your new sensual DJ name that you host on Friday nights.
Yes.
So not my alter ego. I don't know what you're talking about, but this new guy, he asked me to use my channel, and he wants to come on Friday nights and talk some comics every Friday night, late night. He calls it the late night Soul Tree Comic Talk. His name is Victor Saratoga.
His name's Victor?
Is it Victor? Hold on. Did I change his name?
Oh,
no. Raymundo. My bad. Raymundo. Raymundo. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, he's not on the payroll, so like I really don't care about that guy too much. Right? He's kind of using up my resources.
I want to check this out. I'm kind of excited about it, actually.
Yeah. Apparently, every Friday night, like at around 10 o'clock Pacific time, Raymundo Saratoga comes on and does like Soul Tree Comic Talk where he talks.
Is this live reading or it is, recording?
No, it's live. He wants to go live. So it's like his.
Oh, wow.
What does he do? Does he just like review comics and then in a sultry voice and then play a little bit slow jams in the back?
So pretty much. So what he does, right, is he plays some lo-fi hip-hop in the background, right? It's all lo-fi hip-hop. And he talks pretty much the week in comics. So he'll talk about what comics he picked up. He'll talk about any comic book news that might have come out. So he's a sultry individual. That guy, you know, he comes on.
Like ordered Ron Jeremy from Wish. You'll get Raymundo.
If you order Ron Jeremy and Jason Momoa from Wish, you will get Raymundo. Oh, and Victor Saragossa too. And Victor Saragossa. If you get all three of those together, you got Raymundo Saratoga. So tree Friday night.
We don't want to spoil the name of Victor Saragossa because he's still in business.
No, we're not trying to. He's not. I'm not. I'm definitely not trying to soil the name of Victor Saragossa because that dude's classic. This guy, yeah, Raymundo Saratoga. I don't know. Like he's kind of a funny guy, you know. But
is he from Saratoga Springs, the South Bay?
You know what? I'm not really sure where he's from. You know, he has DJed in Miami and in New York. He's also done a little stint in Austin, Texas for a little bit. You know, I don't know where this guy's really been. So he's kind of a mystery to me.
Okay.
Always wanted to go to Austin.
He comes on and he talks, hey, good evening. Yeah,
Austin in the spring is very nice. Very nice.
Because what he says. And he's on KEMN Radio. That's his call sign, KEMN Radio, Soul Tree Comic Talk with Raymundo Saratoga. And his spot is at 10 o'clock at night on Fridays on 10 o'clock p.m. We'll so for you late nighters, out there, if you want to talk.
Is there a paywall to subscribe or is it just?
No, just come in live and hang out. And he just talks about the comics, man.
Does he also take dedications?
Not yet. No dedications. However, he's thinking about opening up the phone line, you know, and hopefully that he can get some callers because eventually there's going to be giveaways for people who come out, you know how like they do, you know, call, you know, like caller 94. And call in and you win yourself a little prize for the evening. You know, that's
so
that
you're,
guy.
He is going to do this whole ASMR kind of deal as well, pleasuring people's ears with the mic.
I wouldn't say ASMR. I'm not too sure yet. He just recently he told me recently too. He picked up a brand new microphone, so he's trying to get the feel for it. And so we're
what
not
is
really
ASMR.
What does that stand for, Red?
Audio ASM. Sensory.
Autonomous sensory meridian response. So it's supposed to be, you know, easy on the ears and you know those videos where
that
they open up.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, which is really. Do you remember that one part in the Howard Stern movie where the lady sits on the subwoofer?
Yes.
That, but not for her, the hoo-ha, but the ears.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It is all for the ears. So, Miss So is asking, which channel? Which channel? Because, you know, the beginning of the convo was cut off, you know. So his show is KEMN Radio, Soul Tree Comic Talk. You can find it on the channel. Yeah, you actually find it on my channel, E-Man's World of Geek, every Friday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, because this is a late night talk, right? You know, so that's the time slot that he chose. That's the time slot that he wanted. So we're gonna let him have 10 o'clock at night on Friday nights.
Most of us are asleep by that time, right?
Yeah, or some of us, you know, are trying to go to sleep and they need something to fall asleep to. And for those who want to fall asleep to, you know, to some people talking about comic books. Oh, sorry, what's going on?
This voice just makes you want to vomit.
That does it? Does it really? Oh my! Tell me more. Right.
And then,
Miss So wants me to drop a link. I wonder if I can drop the link.
Oh,
you can find him on C-List E-Man's channel every Friday. Matter of fact, that's a very good idea, Miss So. I'm gonna plug my boy, Raimundo
Sato. Yeah, you do that. Well, we'll catch up with Luke here, Luke. We missed you last week, and to get your opinion on the Guardians. So we'll continue that conversation a bit here. What do you think of the latest movie from Marvel?
Oh, it was an amazing movie. Adam Warlock was not needed.
Break it down, Luke. Tell us a little bit more.
He got the Ironheart treatment as well on this one.
He was the Ironheart. I don't know why they keep doing this to awesome characters. Every movie, there's like a really awesome character that gets sidelined.
Yeah, I mean the whole focus is the team and not the tiny antagonist. But you know, what do you think as far as like the movie as a whole? Did it tug at your heartstrings at all, or?
It didn't tug at my heartstrings, but I thought it should have just been called Rocket's Rescue, because that's pretty much just the whole movie felt like that. But I don't know. It was a little jarring in, at least I felt.
Or most of the.
I mean, it was. It's been a long wait. It's been 7 years.
Yeah.
It might have been too long. To pull at my heartstrings.
So everyone was talking about, oh, it's gonna make you cry. Did you have the emotional feelings that everyone was talking about?
Not to that extent. And I'm kind of a big crybaby, but I already felt disconnected to the characters.
So let me ask you this then, because same thing happened with me, where it was I didn't feel that connection, or I didn't, you know, there was emotional scenes, but it didn't hit hard. Did those emotional scenes not hit hard for you because, you know, because they weren't emotional enough, or was it because everyone was saying, oh my God, Luke, bring tissues. Oh my God, bring tissues. This is going to make you cry.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That, and it's just been too long. Like, I got to get eased into it a little bit, you know, buy me a steak first. Then freaking
a little massage here, a little candlelight dinner.
Oh, you know, just read me a book.
You gotta
pour me some wine.
Preheat the oven before you stick the turkey in.
Light the candles, you know. This was just like, man, here it is. Feel like, no, it's been 7 years. Give me a little bit of space.
Yeah,
get to know each other again.
But you gotta get it moist and then slide it in there.
Yeah, when did Guardians of the Galaxy 2 come out? Let me find out. Hold on. Was that 2018?
17 or 18.
17, I think.
But yeah, it's been that long. And then we had a pretty good gap with that because of Endgame.
2017. Oh, yeah. That is a pretty big gap. 17, 20, 23. What, that's a six-year difference between movies?
Right. Jeez.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But then again, like we had enough, like I think we had just enough of them in you know, in Infinity War, Endgame, and Thor, right? You know, at least we got snippets
plus,
of them.
Plus the Christmas special.
And then the Christmas special. So, yeah, you know
loved
what?
Loved the Christmas special.
Between movies, yeah, that was a long time. But at the same time, you know, there was, you know, a lot of appearances by them. So, you know, that's good that this one felt separate also, right? This one was good enough where they didn't need the Avengers. They didn't need Captain Marvel involved in something like this. So that's another good thing about this movie is that it can be standalone and not be a part of the whole Marvel, you know, ecosystem, at least not right now. And that's another thing that made it good.
Totally.
Oh, no, Ms. So has not seen the holiday movie. You should.
And it's not that long either. It's only what, like 45 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's a feel good.
It's definitely a feel good. It's a really, really, really good feel good movie. For sure.
You'll get to see a lot more of the bond between Drax and Mantis.
I think that's what between Star-Lord and Mantis.
Let me ask you guys this. Like, honestly, completely off what we're talking about here, because I'm trying to make sure that this microphone is working right. Like, how are the levels? Is it too high on your end? Is it too much?
No, you sound like your usual nasally self.
What about now? How does it sound? Oh, Red. Ooh, talk to me, Red.
What is that?
Oh, look who we got in the house. Look who we got in the house. Jumpman, our boy of pops, is in the house. Seth Rollins is going to be on Captain America NWO. Did you hear about this, you guys?
Yeah. He's actually filming some scenes for it.
Who's what?
Seth Rollins is the wrestler for WWE.
We'll get into that in a little bit. I still want to know, like, Luke, like, your overall impression of the movie, like, from beginning to end. Like, tell us about, you know, how you felt about the characters, about the story, plot, ending, this being James Gunn's MCU swan song. Take it away, Luke.
I did like the story of Rocket. I don't know if it felt a little out of place. But it was good to see Rocket's origin. It really was.
Right.
I liked seeing his origin story.
Right. Because there was a lot of buildup from before, right?
A lot of buildup. And then you see the High Evolutionary, who I thought was played awesomely. Right. Honestly.
He should have been King.
Better than Kang.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I concur.
High Evolutionary, like, terrified me. Kang is like, I don't know how Kang's gonna get me.
Well, I mean, this is one of the variants, but I mean, that guy who was also on Peacemaker, but his performance there was kind of flat. He was mostly a supporting character. Now he plays the villain in Guardians, and he pulls it out of the park.
Hold on. I think his role was really important in Peacemaker, actually.
It was, but
it was very important. And there was that reveal, you know, I don't want to spoil it for those who haven't seen it, but him being who he was actually really cool. I thought that was a pretty dope thing.
No, I really like him as an actor. He does a good job.
Chikwudi.
Name him.
Chikwudi Udi.
I wouldn't even try. I was going to butcher his name.
No, it's not that hard to pronounce.
Well, you got
to
do it with a click. It's Sosha. It's how Black Panther.
It's not Sosha. It's not so. Is it Sosha or Shosha?
You gotta butcher it.
It's not Woody. Okay, don't do that.
Just blurt it out. Your alias.
Don't do that. It's not Woody Wuda. It's not that. Don't.
We're
do
not
that,
watching the Cosmos. You're crazy here.
A Swahili.
Hold on, I'm trying to find it.
Could the gods must be crazy? It's an old 80s film about this African who finds a Coke bottle.
Such a good movie, man.
And all, what he does, well, I forgot what he does with this Coke bottle, but he goes in the search of just returning this Coke bottle to like to the people it belong to.
Chikwudi Iwuji. Chikwudi Iwuji. Okay. That's his name, Chikwudi Iwuji. Yeah.
Click there. You try with the chest sound.
Dude, there's no click involved in that, Red. There's no click. It's right. Chikwudi Iwuji. There's no.
Dude, that is a cool name, man. I'm not gonna say. I can't say it.
So yeah, High Evolutionary, probably the best villain in the MCU, in my opinion, even better than Thanos. And there's a reason for
better
it.
Better than Thanos.
Hold on. This is why. This is why I think he's a better villain than Thanos. Okay. Not only was he pissed off that, you know, his creation pretty much surpassed who he was and that he fucking lost it, but he was genuinely a bad guy to be a bad guy. Thanos was. He was trying to do things for the greater good.
That is true.
Greater good.
Greater good.
Right? Yeah, the High Evolutionary is terrifying.
Yes, he was.
I hope he's not dead.
Right, right. Like, we didn't see him die. No, Rocket let him live.
The ship exploded, but yeah, he could have survived. He could be part celestial and survive.
He's evolving. He could evolve into something else. Who knows?
What I like was his face reveal. Like, you're like, well, what's going on with this? Why is his face pulled back? And then you find out, greater good. See, Jumpman knows it's for the greater good. I like the face reveal and the reasoning behind it.
Yeah, Rocket tore his ass up.
Yeah, yeah. It's so creepy how he kept his own face and he plastered it on himself like that. It's so, like, everything about him was really cool.
Last week, you didn't know what was the RoboCop connection to it.
You know, yeah. I get the RoboCop connection, but I heard that there was even like a little sound too that came by because we already knew what he looked like, but like apparently there was another sound that came by that was like, oh shit, that's more RoboCop stuff.
Here's my next question.
Yeah.
Is Earth 2 destroyed
or Counter-Earth
is Counter-Earth gone? Is it partially blown up? Not there? What's going on with Counter-Earth?
You know what? That's a good question. Because I'm pretty sure during some of the scenes, I kept seeing him press a button. Like, he kept pressing a button. It wasn't like one master button to destroy everything. He kept pressing it. And it looked like every time he pressed it, of course, another section was destroyed and whatnot. That's a good question. I don't know if Counter-Earth is destroyed.
What happened to Counter-Earth? Who can tell me?
I don't know what happens in the books, but it looks like it was in the middle of blowing up after they left it. But there could be remnants of it, and I don't know if the atmosphere stayed, but the people that they had visited, that part of that world had already blown up.
Yeah, I think so.
Whatever the hell, you just need to get in the fucking car.
Okay. Get in the fucking car.
Get in the fucking car. That's still the perfectly placed F-bomb was that right there.
No, wait till Deadpool. I mean, Deadpool's going to have a bunch of F-bombs.
Yeah, but it's kind of like expected, right? This one right here was just perfectly placed because, see, with Deadpool, right, it's kind of like it's a rated R movie. You know, there's going to be bad words or yada, yada, yada. Okay, that's a bit. But, like, there's this whole thing of, like, keeping bad words away from the MCU because, you know, kids coming to watch it and yada, 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 you know. And it's like, if they're going to drop, because PG-13, you're allowed one F-bomb per movie. And they're all of their movies are PG-13, but none of the 30-plus movies that have dropped have an F-bomb, except for this one, and it dropped perfectly.
Yeah, well, wasn't there one in Spaceballs? No, there's one in Spaceballs where it said, fuck, even the buttons don't work.
Yeah. That was at the very end because they were trying to hit the escape pod. He tried to press the escape, and it was out of order. He's like, fuck, even those things don't work.
Yeah, I guess they're all just saving it for that time. If that rule kind of stayed for like last 20, 25 years, I mean, that's a pretty decent rule. Just one F-bomb, and that'd be... You
know, I thought it was perfectly placed. Yeah. I thought it was perfectly placed. I loved it.
Okay, Luca, what would you score it in the comic grade for this movie?
I'd give it a 9-0. Solid 9-0. It is an amazing movie.
Okay. Well, what about the soundtrack itself?
All the different hits. Yeah, and it was fun ending like they started to with Redbone? No. Am I getting it right?
Didn't it start off with Radiohead? No, that was more towards like...
That was in the beginning. Yeah, but as far as like the dancing, yeah, they started parties with the dancing and then ended with dancing. So it came
to... I bought the Lego set for the post that Star Alderaan. It came fully assembled. Oh, that's pretty dope, Dad.
Well, that defeats the purpose of
a greater good
Lego set.
So 9-0. What did I give it, Red? I think I gave it like a 9-0 or 9-2 also, right?
You were a 9-4-ish. Yeah. Right
there. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it didn't...
we'll have to go back and replay.
I think what it was is just too many people were like, oh, it's this, it's that. It's going to hit you right in the feels. Yada, that's yada, why you have to avoid
social media and I guess society as well, if you want to be spoiler-free. I mean, it doesn't help when all of us are in like the comic book community. So, yeah, we'll get spoilers left and right.
Son of a bitch. I can't do this. All right. So my computer is about to restart in about a minute or so. So I'm just going to let the restart happen. I'll be right back.
Yeah, you do that. You do that.
Wait, what did you give it, Red?
I gave it a 9-8.
9-8? I could see 8. That.
And the perfect 10 for the soundtrack. The soundtrack was pretty it's pretty good. I'm gonna have to download that later.
It was a really good movie. It really was. No complaints.
And at the end, you still get a you know, what do you call it? At least a little bit of hope for a reunion with the whole squad, just because they didn't kill them all. Well, sorry, spoiler alert. You think no one died? No one died. and now you get a Star-Lord standalone based on that little...
Yeah, the post-credit scene.
Yeah. And then what was the other post-credit scene that we forgot to mention, which was...
The team fighting the... Oh, a new team member.
Yeah, a new team member, which is...
The girl. They didn't... I forget her name.
Phyla.
Yeah, so a new team member... That was awesome.
Yeah, she is. I think the spec on her was she's supposed to be Phyla Vell, which is related to Mar-Vell.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that totally makes sense. That was a fun. Mid-credit scene, and the post-credit scene I didn't fully understand. But I was like, so they're gonna do a Star-Lord movie. I could totally see a Star-Lord movie, just Star-Lord. I'd watch it in a heartbeat.
Well, that'll kind of like ground them to earth for that time, but during Secret Wars, maybe, or what's the next series? The Kang Dynasty. You know, there's going to be one Guardians right there already on Earth, ready for that.
Now, fight. Who knows what? Yeah, who knows what's going to happen, really. So much stuff is in the air right now.
Well, the trailer dropped last month for the Nick Fury show.
Invasion?
Yeah, Invasion. So maybe we'll get a little bit more answers from there.
That looks like a solid series as well.
Yeah. Well, look at Bob. Was it Bob Iger back on... in charge of Disney and Marvel?
Yeah, he fired the board fired Chapek and brought back Iger.
They're holding back the reins again on as far as like releases for all Star Wars and Marvel and Disney.
Well, they're actually just today or yesterday something happened. Disney shareholders are suing the board for misleading them on profits last year.
Oh shit.
So Disney last year lost $120 billion. And I don't think there's how a business is supposed to work.
Well, I wonder
I think it's hilarious.
I wonder if he just pocketed that money.
Well, so like Chapek was like trying to hide it and I think it finally came. I think that's probably why he got fired.
Motherfucker.
$120 billion. Are you kidding me?
Well,
the only reason is because they tried to be everything all at once. They killed all their licensing deals. They said, everybody wants to live at Disney. No, we don't. I like visiting you a couple times a year, watch your shows once or twice a month. I don't want to see you every day.
Yeah, but it was nice, though, just getting content from them every 2 months. Switch over from Star Wars to Marvel every other month. It was nice.
Their plan was to have that cycle permanent. Star Wars, Marvel, Star Wars, Marvel, every week. So there's never a dead week. And now, what was the last thing Disney put out? Not Star Wars or Marvel.
Oh, yeah. Well, Star Wars Visions. Star Wars Visions came out.
Well, I mean, what if they put out not Star Wars or Marvel, though?
So, Marvel, the last one was the Groot series. And
what am I missing? Does Disney Plus even do original programming?
Nah, they I think they killed some of them already. I mean, because they took in some stuff from National Geographic that I think that took up a lot of the bandwidth there too.
See, they should have just kept all their licensing deals open and had a bunch of revenue streams, right? They went down to one and it just killed them.
Yeah. Even then, even most streaming services are cutting back on their programs as well, just because they are losing money with trying to put out as much content as everybody else. Netflix was smart about just, you know, getting cheaper content makers in Korea and Asia, you know, to get them something good. But even it all equals out when you get somebody here in the U.S. and it bombs, like Cowboy Bebop was this highly anticipated show, but all of a sudden you cancel it after one season because it was subpar.
It was so bad versus the Korean show with the game.
Yep, Squid Games. All of Us Are Dead, and then now there's a spinoff for Squid Games, which is an actual game show. I don't know what channel that's going to be on, but it seems like, you know, it's going to be live. It's going to be streamed live. So looking forward to that, but. Going back to Star Wars Visions, did you watch any of those episodes yet?
I have not been able to yet.
Oh, man. There's some beautifully done.
I need to binge it this week.
I mean, they're all like 15 to 20 minute episodes. And
that is exciting. That's pretty exciting, actually.
It was done by the Wallace and Gromit Studios. So you'll recognize the animation style right away. And then everything else is just, you know, your basic modern animation, CGI or anime. It's nicely done. That they did well with the story telling on this season.
I'm so ready to watch it.
Okay, we'll table that one until next week until you watch it. Then we'll do a full review per episode, and let's see what we got. What did Dan say here? Just think how much damage we could do with that kind of money. Food coma for all. Yeah, at one point, what is how much? 120 something billion? Lost by Disney?
That's crazy.
We could buy all the high grade, Amazing Fantasy 15 out there and still have plenty left over.
Buy all of them in the world.
I mean, you've got to beat up a Saudi crown prince for his copy, but, you know, everything has a price, right?
Everything.
E-Man's still booting up his computer, I guess. Let's see what we got. What we wrote down. Okay. Oh, yeah, we had a conversation on our text thread as far as, like, you and E-Man talking about the definition of null. Where'd you guys come up with that?
Oh, I asked Donnie that in 2017, right when issue number 3 came out, and he was selling them for like $10 at his table with a free cig.
And so the background is null in Swedish means fuck. and these two here have a little mini
it's
conversation.
It's an act of sexual intercourse.
So was Donnie Cates inspired by just that, looking up a bad word in a different language?
Donnie totally knew. I asked like the boards, and Mark from Legion was like, "Oh, Donnie totally knew what it was doing."
Oh yeah, you kidding me? He's just a kid, just being silly.
I found like something on the message board.
Just lost him. Hold on, Dan. Hit up John Blackham on JNN Basement Comics. He has a few copies of I think of AF-15 Russian edition, and also Giant Size X-Men and ASM-129, all in either Russian or Ukrainian language.
I thought was a big thing was the Turkish version. Remember when AJ got us those?
Yeah.
I got rid of mine.
Well, Luke also has the variant to that as well. The was it Spider-Gwen with her carrying somebody?
Ghost Spider carrying Miles.
Okay. Right.
Was that from Gorkum Demir?
That was pre-Gorkum. That was Saylor, who is a fellow Turkish artist.
Turkish.
I don't know why I said Turkish.
Turkish. Turkish.
No, I bought the art for that cover.
My name's Turkish.
The original piece?
Turkish, funny name for an Englishman, I know.
I've got a couple pretty healthy offers for it, but I've turned them down.
Whatchamacallit? So I found the image and I took it straight from like a Swedish board because I was like, I need to look this up. What do they call null in Sweden, right? And there's one. What?
You thought I was joking.
Hold on, what, Red?
Why don't you ask Alexa?
Well, there was no Alexa around me. I did this at work. I don't have Alexa at work. But someone on one of the chat boards was like, "Noel is coming," is the new Netflix and chill. I was fucking dying with that one right there.
Noel is coming
is the new Netflix and chill. That shit was funny.
All right. Can you elaborate more on that phrase?
Well, Noel means fuck, right? Okay. Fuck is coming. As Netflix is to chill.
All right. I understand.
Elaborated for you. Thank you. I don't believe I needed to do that, or you just wanted me to do it.
I wanted you to do it.
I bet you did. I bet you did, Red. Tell me some more things you want me to do. I know there's another thing you want me to do.
No.
Come on, Red. Red, come on. Talk to your boy, Raimundo Saratoga.
Hello, Raimundo. What do you think of the new character death that's going to come out on ASM-26?
He left already. I don't know. I don't know what his opinion on that is.
Okay.
So who's coming? Death?
The new character death in ASM-26.
Show me.
There we go. The death of Kamala Khan in ASM-26.
Oh, I completely misunderstood you. I thought you're like, what do you think of the new character death?
Oh, the as in that's name their name. Death?
I'm like, well, hold on. Don't we have a death?
The character death. New character death.
The new death of a character in ASM-26. What they're saying is shocking, but I think they're doing it for shock value. I honestly, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to kill off the Inhumans version of Kamala, so that way later on in a different universe, they'll bring out like a mutant version of Kamala, where her powers are like the same one as she has in the TV show. I think that's the idea.
Now, why would he want to do that?
She's different as a mutant?
Well, I mean, because in the TV show, she's a mutant, right? I mean, they've kind of, I don't want to say if they've confirmed it, but they've kind of, you know, alluded to it. So I'm thinking that they're just trying to make it some kind of continuity, or give it, bring her some kind of continuity by saying that she's, you know, a mutant in a later form. That's what I think. I'm just thinking that. What about you guys? What do you guys think?
Well, I don't. I haven't been up with the ASM storyline, so that's, I guess, as good as yours.
I wouldn't. Even it is that. Possibly. It's a bad. It's been bad.
Like, do they really need another character death, or?
It's been bad for a long time.
What do you mean? What do you mean it's been bad? What's been bad? Kamala? The way they handled
it? No, Amazing Spider-Man, the mainline story.
Yeah, like, I don't care about Spider-Boy. You know, I think that's just whatever.
Yeah. Every single person I know ordered, like, 10 to 100 copies.
Yeah. Did any of them, did they all get the Umberto Ramos like variant, the one that everyone
was using? Yeah. Everyone got the secret variant. Every single person.
Yeah, it was being advertised by Big Time and the Comic Mint. So they were selling it in 5-packs, so definitely there was a shit ton of copies going out there.
Yeah, 5-packs for $12. Things had it on pre-order for $2.50 a pop.
Yeah, with Humberto really, you know, promoting the book, so it's like, dude, go get your secret variant.
I was just like, I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna chase it. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, this is gonna be as good as like Miles and Gwen. I'm like, no, I don't think so. I don't think it's gonna be that good.
I mean, no one thought Miles either, but it took almost, well, it took until Spider-Verse to get him back.
Did it really?
Yeah, because I bought that book for $50 off the rack, and that was just about roughly 2016, and it was still affordable.
September 2018, I was at Rose City, and there was many vendors selling it for $30 or less.
Damn.
One guy had a whole long box full of them.
Damn, seriously?
Yeah. I probably could have bought the whole long box for $500.
You know what?
But even I passed. I was like, nah.
And you know what? See, that's what, look, listen to us talking about how we passed up on Miles, right? And yet we're talking about passing up on Spider-Boy.
Yeah, but he's never been referred to as Spider-Boy.
Wait, so he's been around? He's not a new character?
No, Miles never gets referred to as Spider-Boy.
No, I'm talking... Well, is that who Spider-Boy is in ASM?
No.
No,
that's completely... That new character.
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking that, you know, that new character, right?
And Spider-Bite was a Spider-Boy, but doesn't count because he died.
Well, I mean, hold on. You can't say it doesn't count. How many different Captain Marvels have we had, and how many different?
We're talking about the partner to Spider-Man. So these are like Robins to his Batman.
Does Peter really need one?
And what's that Batman that's like Batman 436, like Tim Drake or something?
Yeah,
that's only a $5 book. That's like a first appearance, an old first appearance.
Well, there's also Duke, right? The Signal. He plays Batman at one point. Lucius Fox, or the son
of... I was going to say, yeah.
Luke Fox.
There is one iteration currently, or wasn't it in Future State, where there is like a different Batman? Drake. Not Tim Drake, but not the rapper Drake.
Again, these are like long-term specs, really, to like hopefully it'll show up in the movie or a show. And Tim and Spider-Boy were, you know, will he show up in the next Spider-Verse? And it's most likely it is, because they're just packing this shit with so many, you know, Spider-Man in the universe. But will that book stay constant as far as pricing is concerned?
Or right.
Drop like a rock.
Right. See, and that's, you know what? Chase. Go chase him. Go get him, guys. Go get all those books that you want. Just chase the book
that hey, you know want what?
That this will week, satisfy you.
This week has been about a don't lot of things, but the number one thing it's been about right here.
Oh. Yes. Was it the Lost Kingdom?
Tears of the Kingdom.
Tears of the Kingdom. I haven't even played Breath of the Wild. I should be playing Breath of the Wild.
Tears of the Kingdom is so good.
See, here's the thing. With Breath of the Wild, to my understanding, you know, if you're one of those people that can just go through it and not explore, you can finish the game in 20, 25 hours. But if you really want to explore the game and really get out of it, that's a, like easily 150 hours spent just exploring.
I'm still spending time in Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time, just running the little missions on there.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what made the Zelda games great, right? It's cool because this game, it's the same map, but it's not the same map, which is cool. Like, it gives you different areas to explore, right? It just makes it different.
Yeah.
What kind of player are you, Luke, as far as, like, do you just run and gun and just try to finish it as fast as you can? Or do you take
your... No. Take my time.
See,
enjoy the process, baby.
See, everyone's jumping on Zelda right now. I still haven't finished Elden Rings. Like, I haven't.
Oh, hey.
Right. Yeah, like right now I'm trying to finish Tomb Raider, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, and when I'm done with that, I'm going to move on to either Cyberpunk or Elden Ring, but yeah, like I don't have enough time to play like anything else. Oh, they were great, Dan. The Nintendo 60, yeah, Majora's Mask was a fantastic game. That's what this guy's playing right now.
Yeah, there's a Nintendo GameCube, I guess.
It was cartoony.
Hold on, let me find it.
It was Wind something. GameCube, Zelda.
Oh, the Wind Waker was GameCube, but there was one that had the original Zelda games on there. It was like a multi-pack.
That was the that was Majora's Mask.
Yeah, Majora's Mask. And,
yeah. I had those. I had those unopened. I got those for free.
Emotional disc, yeah. Right here.
And it's two discs.
One.
Open it.
It's one.
Oh, you only have. See, I had the one that had two.
Which has the Legend of Zelda, the Zelda Adventure with the side-scrolling game. The Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask.
Oh, okay. So I had a different one. Let me look it up. The one that I had was, I want to say it was it was on the GameCube, but it was Majora's Mask and the Master Quest for Majora's Mask. It was on two different discs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let me look for it. Let me see.
Wow, that'd be cool.
GameCube.
So I'm still debating whether or not to sell this to Luke. I'm like, I don't know.
What is it?
It's for GameCube.
Wow, so cool.
Yeah, it's the 4-in-1. The 4-in-1.
Yeah, that is so awesome.
But I found a replacement for all the games I'm going to sell you on the SNES. I found this little all-in-one cartridge on Amazon. So it has about 100 SNES games on it.
Wow.
I haven't tested it yet, but I'll let you know what's in it when I get it done.
That's awesome.
One more on the DS, which has 520 DS games on this one.
520?
episodes. Yeah, it's supposed, to be running on those little SD cards, and it just runs on the emulator, and then it runs through your DS.
Jeez.
But yeah, I'll give it a test here, and I'll send you the link where to get it. Norin says, I loved Ocarina of Time. I think that's like the main title you should get if you have a Nintendo 64. Other than Mario Kart and GoldenEye.
And Mario 64.
Yeah, Mario 64 and Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask are really have great replayability.
Yeah, especially Ocarina of Time so far. Yeah.
I mean, you could just sit there and play with the Ocarina and just make music with it the whole time.
Just make music, go do the mini games.
Remember the little fishing hole that you just hang out and just catch fish all day?
Yes.
I spent 2 hours just doing that.
I'm going to show you this.
Why didn't they have that in the new one? That makes me mad.
I don't know. It should, though. I think it was on the Wind Waker, because you spend the majority of the movie, the game on the water.
No, not this one. This one. Wait.
Star Wars Episode One. Yeah, it was decent.
Pod Racers, baby.
Do I even have that one?
Dude, I would like to ride the Pod Racer.
This is the one that I had. Look at this. I had this one. The Legend of Zelda Ocarina, the Ocarina of Time Master Quest. Yeah. It was two games. Two
game bonus disc.
Yeah. Ocarina and the Master Quest. Yeah. And the Master Quest wasn't a part of the Nintendo 64 version because there wasn't enough room in the cartridge to be able to do that.
You still have it?
No, I sold it.
No.
I sold it a while back. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what's up, Norrad?
Even for the Majora's Mask, you did the booster chip.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I remember that.
Memory expansion.
Yeah.
That was funny.
You could run Ocarina of Time without it, but when it gets down Majora's Mask, you needed more boost to it.
Dude, that's funny.
Yeah.
I found all my Nintendos in Goodwill bins.
Oh, nice.
Goodwill outlet bins.
Nice.
I went there for one summer, and I'll never go back. It's too crazy, but
I have a Nintendo control deck in one of our closets that I found at a Goodwill with Zelda 2 and Master Blaster. I picked that up for like $35.
Dude, if they have their boxes, they're crazy money.
Yes, they are still in the boxes too. I have that Zelda. You know what, Luke? I'll probably. You know what? Are you willing to buy something like that? I have the Zelda 2, The Adventures of Link.
Yeah, I'll buy that because I need. I've got my number one. I don't have number two.
Let me see. I have it in the case still. Let me see how much is it going for.
I think it's going for like $100, maybe $50. 200, 300, I don't know.
500. Keep throwing numbers at me, Luke. I'm trying to I'm trying to give you a deal here. I just want to know how good of a deal it'll be. I definitely want to put this in someone's hands, and if you're collecting them, you know, I'll sell, we'll talk off air. Like, I'll sell it to you for like at a good price.
Man, I need it on air.
Oh, you want it on air? Yeah. You want actual proof? You want people to be like, hey, E-Man, you know, you should.
Hey.
All right, hold on. Let me see. How much are they selling it for? He's all, I want it on air.
Yeah, there's so many.
Here's the first Pod Racer right here. It's a
Pandora's box, man.
Lauren was talking about. And then,
I want to play that.
This one here is Star Wars Clone Wars for GameCube. I could never get past this game.
I got to get a GameCube.
And then, okay. I love the gameplay on this one, but I sucked at it.
Okay. Hold on, Luke.
Star Wars Rogue Leader.
You want?
Nice to play the X-Wing.
Rogue Leader.
All right.
Rogue leader.
We're going to do this, Luke. All right. I'm going to bring this on screen. All right. So these are all the discs, or these are all the cartridges without the box. I have the box. I have everything.
Nice. So
going up, let's be Beachy fair beaches. Here, okay? Let's look for some. Okay, so here's one with the box, $92.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
Okay, $200 up here.
Dang, so that's 100, 200.
That's an average of 150. There's another 164.
Does it have the manuals?
Yeah, it does. It has everything. It has literally everything.
Is it a 3 or 5 screw?
You know what? That I'm not too sure. I want to say it's 3 screw because I was like, ooh, I need to crack this open because I know I have to change the battery and I never got around to it. Okay. Crazy. All right. So averaging these 3 right here, it's 151. Hold on. Hold on.
Best I could do is 350.
I'm gonna sue for $250,000.
Ah, twist my arm. $5.
How about this, Luke? How about this?
Call an expert.
How about this?
I'm calling an expert.
How about $80? How about $80 for it?
And a back rub and a steak dinner.
I'll make sure to send you pictures of everything that I have with that game. $80.
That sounds good. What's the cool. other one you got?
Master Blaster.
Oh, Master Blaster.
Yeah, I still have that in the case too, but cool. I know that's
sell
not
me that one too if you want.
You want both of them for 100? You want both of them for 100?
Yeah.
He's rebuilding his Nintendo library, so
I'm rebuilding the library.
Okay.
But they all got to be complete. That's my only priority.
Yeah, no. They're both complete. Master Blaster has the fold out and everything, and then Link's Adventure has everything, including the map.
Sweet.
Okay, all right. I'll send you pictures. But you know, if it's to your liking and it's on air, both games, $100.
Sounds good to me.
I'll even pay for shipping. Like, don't even worry about shipping.
Oh, jeez.
Let's combine it. Just send it to me, and then I'll send it with the box.
Oh, you have a box for him?
Yeah, well, I am sending Nintendo, what do you call it, cartridge box for him.
Gotcha. Okay.
Plus, also, all my other cartridges.
Okay. Then, you know what, then, at the end of the month, when I go meet up, when I'm in Red's area, I'll drop it off with Red.
Yeah, this thing right here is going to Luke.
Okay. All right, Luke. I'll send it to you. Also, but of course, we got to verify everything, you know. But assuming everything is there, let's do it, okay? All right, cool, deal. Oh man, look at that! We're wheeling and dealing over here.
Well, we kind of fell off the topic and like just decided to do video games. Like, all right, cool.
I mean, look, we have no agenda tonight, right?
Dude, if you find these ones. This was the one I'm so bummed out about. This shop had it all sealed up for $30 in the original seal. I was like, no, that's too much.
Yeah, so what, did you talk them down? $5?
No, I bought the loose cartridge for $5. I was like, I'll just take the cartridge.
Oh, my God.
Just for replay.
That is like, crazy. Look at Norrin Red.
Play.
Resident Evil, best GameCube game.
Yeah, that's I've heard that a lot. I need to get me a GameCube.
Miss So, never had the Nintendo 64, unfortunately. Would like to get an original and some of the games to collect one day.
Oh, wow. Just don't get them at conventions. Buy them at the thrift stores.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't.
They're easier to fix.
You can't buy them at thrift stores anymore. The last time I saw a Nintendo cartridge in a thrift store... Pre-pandemic.
Yeah, so there's hope. So there's hope.
No, there's still hope. There's other thrift stores out there that still
has... It's been 3.5 years since I've seen a Nintendo cartridge.
Maybe your... But the thrift stores around this area still hasn't been pillaged. Like the last one that's I went to still had a
Value Village is the shit.
Which one?
I miss Value Village.
I don't know what Value Village is.
That's like old ladies and like they don't they don't care. They're not looking stuff up on eBay.
Yeah, they just want to hoard it and then sell it later.
There's like there's like gold and silver rings in their cases for like $10, $5. They don't care.
Yeah. If not, just go to garage sales. Garage sales are a pretty good source for
yeah, you can get some garage sale stuff.
Yeah, you know? Almost
you gotta fight old lady Withers over there trying to grab that. You know what I mean?
Looks hella funny.
Yeah, garage like, sales and then estate sales. Yeah, those are
estate sales
right there.
Estate sales. If you can get lucky, for sure.
Yeah, most likely all this stuff is gonna go in an estate sale. I'm just gonna die with it.
It's so hard. I wish there were flea markets around here. There's none.
What? For real? Oh, my God.
It's raining all the time.
That sucks. That sucks so bad.
And there's one that used to be down in Portland under the bridges, but now it's just crazy. Now it's like actual Mad Max down there. Like, I'm not going on there.
Yeah, plus a lot of the flea markets here, the cartridges are rare, but you'll see a bunch of Xbox 360, PlayStation 2 through four games. A lot of the disc games are still out there.
You know what? I'm actually trying to get. Check this out.
What are you digging for?
I'm trying to get rid of this too.
Why would you want to get rid of a classic?
Because I don't need it anymore, and I would rather put it in the hands of someone that can use it. And it comes with the network and the hard drive.
Oh, you're fancy.
Yeah, I'm trying to sell it. So anyone who knows how to jailbreak this, they'll be able to use this system as like an emulator if they know what they're doing. So yeah, I'm selling this with
Dan's offering his services. There's a used video game store near me. What NES games are you looking for? Dan, hit up Luke or at RKFA Comics on IG.
Yes, I'm looking for a complete inbox for my collection. Complete inbox versions. I've got a ton of cartridges, but now I'm looking for their boxes and manuals.
Yeah, they have too much junk here in the garage. Like, you guys can't tell. I just changed my lens, so it's like it looks really weird right now. But
I can see all every single ugly pore of your body right there.
You like that? Oh my god! Tell me more, Red.
Like I want to do like the popper, just through. Like squeeze out your pores. And
go ahead, and reach through. Go ahead and pop those pimples for me. Yeah. Oh my. Come in there. Come on. Come on. Do it. Come on. Do it. Do it. Do it. I dare you. Do it.
Right. Shut up. Well, I guess that's it for our show. This guy wants to be gross.
Oh. Tell me more, Red. Oh, my God.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Hey, Red. Tell me more. Come and talk to me. I really wanna meet you.
All right, thank you everybody for showing up today. Listening to our boring conversation about everything and nothing. Tune in again next week and join us. We'll probably talk about Star Wars Visions. We'll have this time between day and until next Tuesday.
I have a vision of love, Fred. Yeah, let's talk vision.
I got a vision. Okay.
I got a vision. Oh, thank you,
man. Red's like,
where's the end broadcast?
Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Seedless Villains Podcast, your cultivators of the comic culture. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and email us at seedlessvillains@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail or text us at 209-975-7597. Be sure to join Luke Week's Facebook group, Rare Keys and First Appearance Comics. And you can follow us on our two Instagram accounts, Seedless Villains and Seedless Villains Podcast. Lastly, follow the villains on their separate IG accounts. at Luke Weeks, at C-List Villainous Red, at C-List E-Man, and I am at AJ the Comic Collector. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next episode.